540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Craig Czarnecki is an air quality expert with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He says before this year, the last air quality advisory in Wisconsin was in 2011.
It's been a little over a decade since we had one, and we've had nine this year. So in that sense, it's been a very unprecedented spring for us.
Monitors say Brookfield had the dirtiest air in the world yesterday. Wisconsin's embattled elections administrator will stay on the job, or so it seems. Terry Bell explains.
The State Elections Commission did not reach a consensus on Megan Wolf's reappointment yesterday. That either means her appointment runs out at the end of the week or that Wolf will stay on indefinitely. That depends on how you read the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that let Fred Prehn stay on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired. Enough commissioners decided they'd take their chances in the courts. Wolf says she's focused on getting ready for next year's elections.
We are out of time. And if I'm being frank, you know, the commission's vote really should have happened months ago, but here we are. And so it remains that my number one guiding principle is ensuring that election officials in the state of Wisconsin have the stability that they need.
The stalemate was strategic. If all of Wolf's supporters had voted for her, her nomination would have gone to the state Senate, where she'd likely lose. Some Republicans criticize her handling of the 2020 election, while her peers say she's one of the best in the country at her job. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The battle over the budget moves to the state Senate today, and it's looking more and more unlikely that the final version will be passed on time. Republican leaders of both houses tell the Associated Press they don't plan to make any big changes to the version of the budget that passed the Joint Finance Committee last week. That included a $32 million cut to defund diversity offices on University of Wisconsin campuses. Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto the entire budget if the cut stays in. Rural Wisconsin stands to benefit from a $1 billion federal investment in high-speed internet announced this week. Mike Moen has more.
More than 8 million households and small businesses in the U.S. are in areas where there's no high-speed internet infrastructure. In Wisconsin's Jefferson County, Deb Reinbold leads Thrive Economic Development and says it's welcome news for smaller towns.
In today's interconnected world, broadband's not just a luxury, it's a lifeline.
Reinbold says her area has seen progress, and there's hope the new funding will close remaining gaps. According to a statewide task force report, nearly 7% of Wisconsinites lack access to the SEC standard for download speed, and most of those residents are in rural areas. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News. Time is 8:03.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Any outdoor activity is again being cautioned with the air quality warning in effect through tomorrow.
We're expecting it, at least for the eastern part of Wisconsin, to hang out before it moves out.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says the warning covers Waukesha, Milwaukee, and a good portion of the eastern part of the state. Air quality readings yesterday in Brookfield were registered as the worst in the world briefly yesterday. Authorities in Waukesha County are investigating a reported incident where a child was approached by a man while walking his dog. Although the details of the man's actions or his words have not been released, the case is being treated as a potential abduction attempt. The sheriff's office is seeking tips from anyone who may have witnessed the incident near Green Country Road at Oak Grove Lane, describing the man as middle-aged, white, with a tan or dark complexion. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers signed their first-round draft pick. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers selected Lucas Van Ness with the 13th overall pick in the NFL draft. Van Ness has now signed his deal with the team. 4 years, an estimated $17.4 million, a signing bonus of $9.7 million. I asked him during minicamp, what kind of player are the Packers getting?
You know, at Iowa, we are very power-oriented. I've always had a lot of power in my game. I feel like that's the way I dominate. I spent the last 3 months out in California with Coach Ed, you know, worked with a bunch of of great NFL players. Khalil Mack was out there. I was with Kenny Clark was out there. So just working on a whole tool bag of different moves. Work on as much as possible.
Training camp begins in less than 4 weeks. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mets last night, 7-2. Home runs for New York's Francisco Lindor, former Brewer Daniel Vogelbach. The Mets' Brandon Nimmo slugged a pair of home runs off Julio Teheran.
Was able to get him over the plate twice, to be able to do some damage on him. So thought we did a really good job because it seems like nobody else has really touched him up yet.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
It was just it was on four different pitches, three different pitches. It was a changeup, it was a cutter, it was a fastball. And they took some good swings on him.
Teheran spoke to reporters after the loss.
One bad game doesn't mean that I need to change the way that I've been pitching. I feel that it's been good.
The Mets starter, Daniel Peterson, held the crew through six scoreless innings and got the win.
The slider came along as the game went on, and with using the other pitches, made that pitch better later in the game. So, yeah, I felt good mechanically, and it's great to go out there and get through six, and it's even better that we put a bunch of runs on the board and get a team win.
So now the Brewers slip back into second place, a half game behind the Reds. Game three of the four-game series against the Mets tonight at 6:10. Cleveland Guardian manager Tony Francona left the ballpark early and was hospitalized with tests overnight. The 64-year-old Francona has had heart problems in the past. Golf, it's the 43rd U.S. Seniors Open tomorrow in Stevens Point. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the
Arena.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well, Earl. I think the haze might be lifting a little. How are you?
No, that's not. You know, man, did you spend much time outside yesterday?
I did not.
Neither did I. But they're predicting now, man, that it's going to hang around a little while. And it really is pretty amazing to know that this is from something that's going on in Canada.
Yeah, yesterday at its worst, it almost felt like apocalyptic. It was creepy.
And the fact that Waukesha had the worst air quality in the United States, and Milwaukee wasn't far behind. And anyway, man, people just have to be careful. Anyway, I want to welcome my guest. One of my favorite people in the world, Miss Julie Borum. Hey, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, my friend Earl Ingram. It is a pleasure to be here with you on this show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you and I have been connected, over a decade or more. But it seems like even more than that, I think we've got kind of like a spiritual connection.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. From on site, just the connection and the vibe where we were going and the things we were trying to connect on as far as this universe is concerned, it was instantaneously. So I definitely agree about the spiritual connection.
So tell us a little bit about Julie Borum.
Well, Earl, you know a lot about me, you know.
I know, but the listening audience needs to know.
Yeah, I'm going to share just a snippet. Milwaukee, absolutely, hands down, born and raised here in Milwaukee. Two wonderful parents, Myrtle and Willie Dixon, Myrtle Jordan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Born in 1966, so that ages me, which is fine because to be able to be here and to be able to move in the way I'm supposed to move with other like people has been a blessing. Come out of a family of five. I'm a North Division Blue Devil, which is the bomb as well. And I have a family, a wonderful family, two daughters with children and two wonderful husbands that they have. And just really in a place where my life has been on service. Service in the community, service in the universe as best as I can, as I'm called to do. But just really, really always been involved with human service. How can we evolve in that? So that's really the gist.
Well, you know, and that's our major connection. I like you, am a servant. And what people need to understand is, you know, Julie, you don't need any special, you know, requirement to serve other than a caring heart, right? I mean, you don't need letters behind your name. You don't need to have a bag of money. You right. just need to be concerned about other people.
Absolutely. I think one of the things we miss is that human connection of service, that really on the onside of birth, that special gift to serve is already there. Like it's already there. It doesn't require, you know, these letters behind your name. It doesn't require you to be crowned, you know, with all this money and things. You know, really, the true heart will serve because we care about our children, we care about our families, and we care about ourselves. Who doesn't want to live in a peaceful place as much as possible?
So you've got a resource fair coming up next Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about what that resource fair entails.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. So on Saturday, July 8th at 9 a.m., we will be at St. Marcus Lutheran School. This event is called Uncover and Unwind. Actually, Earl, it's part two. We did part one in October with women, just women coming together to refresh our souls, just to demonstrate how we are able to bring ourselves together, rejuvenate ourselves, and just really be in each other's presence in a wonderful way. We got an opportunity to learn from other women and learn from other, have other resources available just to check in on that self-care. Like, what's happening with you as you develop from a girl, a woman into this new woman age where things are being so redefined, but yet understanding who we supposed to be. So part two, which takes place Saturday, July 8th, includes the entire family. We want our men there. We want everyone there. It's a family-friendly event, and it's elevating the community and just really providing great resources, actually a resource fair and event. So that whole day, it'll start at 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock, and we're going to have special food demonstrations. We have an outstanding speaker. Her name is Carolyn Carter. She does demonstrations with raw vegan food. And all of this is included in this day. We'll have food stations. We'll have JobWorks Milwaukee that will be out on the site helping people get jobs and providing them a free training and just the follow-up that goes with that. Because some of the, you know, the things that we worry about is not being able to financially take care of ourselves. So in this resource center, we'll have yoga. We'll have a painting class. We'll have Milwaukee Boppers will be coming out doing bop lessons. So there's so much. The Office of Violence Prevention, right?
So let me say this, because I know Calvin is just chomping at the bit for an opportunity of raw vegan food. Hey Calvin, that sounds just about right, huh?
You know, I am not a vegan, but my little sister is actually a vegetarian.
Raw vegan food.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, Julie, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. You know, I'm there with you. I'm still that one that, I got to have some meat. But let me tell you, I went to this demonstration with this young lady here, and she provided such great vegetables and food, and she made those walnuts pop in that wrap. As if it was meat. It was so satisfying.
Right.
So that's why I chimed in. I said, I have to get her back to speak to the community, because we don't know what we don't know. And when we try, we go, whoa, I never knew that this could be so good. So the experience itself and knowing that it could lead to a better way of life, a quality of life for my body, I'm all in. So I'm learning, you know, I'm learning.
You know, Julie, it is, it's the summer and there are events, all over, and it is a good time, right? It's a good time in our community. Yes. And you know, and so people need these kinds of outlets and opportunities. So I'm really excited about that. Let's bring in a caller real quick. Tom from LA. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing? You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Julie, good for you. I have been vegan for the past 10 years. I also grew up in Wisconsin, and I was the biggest meat eater and potato eater and steak and brats and everything that you probably ever would find. My family still, they cultivate their own, you know, animals and feed them and then, you know, slaughter them. And that's what they eat. So they know they're getting not the hormones and all that kind of stuff that's in the regular food. But one thing that really helped me, maybe it'd help other people, is just by saying, I don't eat animals rather than I don't eat meat. Meat actually puts it in a totally different world than it does when you think about this particular animal as an animal. And just like your dog or your cat, you don't eat animals. So there's a lot of alternatives out there. There's Beyond Meat products. There are raw foods as well, which are really, really good. Broccolis and Brussels sprouts and things like that that I never really thought I liked until I started juicing. That's how I actually got into eating more of the raw vegan and organic foods, was because of that reason, and also because of the environment. But hey, I love brats and stuff, but I have alternatives now that you can find at Woodman's.
Hey, Tom, we got you. We got to run. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Julie, as we get ready to wrap this up, the event is next Saturday at what time?
9 a.m.
Okay, and where is it located?
It's located at St. Marcus Lutheran School, 2215 North First Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, First and North Avenue.
So listen, I'll give you a couple shout-outs through the week, and as we get closer, I'll bring you back. But let's, in the end, what are you looking to get accomplished with this?
Well, what I'm looking to get accomplished is really bringing communities together, really bringing us together in one place where we can connect, grow, and uncover, be in a comfortable zone where we can learn each other's cultures and food tasting, and just really to be able to begin to heal our community. And the healing starts with the first beginning of togetherness, understanding, and peace type activities with each other. We need to break down the myths of who you think we are, more so learn about what we are. We're a great human race, and together we can have fun and shift the conditions of the city of Milwaukee.
Hey, Julie, good talking to you. I'll certainly be talking to you as we move closer to the event. Good having you on the air.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right, you too. That's my good friend, Julie Borm. We've got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. Got a lot to talk about. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure organic and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High of 80, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 61. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, man, you're an educated guy. You got, you know, letters behind your name. And so you understand the power of words, right? And definitions of words?
Well, don't give me too much credit, Earl, but yes, I would say so.
Well, I mean, listen, man, you know, liberal. You hear the word liberal. And, you know, these things are thrown around. Word conservative and they're polar opposites, right? A liberal and a conservative, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to even be able to be in the same room together. And so I got to thinking, well, what is the definition of a liberal? According to Rosé's Thesaurus, which is without question the one of the preeminent dictionaries in the world, And so I looked up liberal, and conservative, and I looked at it from a perspective of first synonyms, right? Let's see, because it's easier to be able to through synonyms, be able to see the differences between the two. So let me begin. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let's look at the synonyms for the word liberal, according to Rosé's Thesaurus. And here we go. So synonyms for liberal, Catholic, broad-minded, permissive, unbigoted, unprejudiced, humanistic, enlightened, receptive, unconventional, advanced, libertarian, unbiased, unorthodox. Calvin, that sounds pretty good, right? I mean, that sounds like somebody who's open-minded, right? Would you say those words?
I would say so, for sure.
So now, let's do the flip. Let's go to the definition of a conservative, according to Rose's thesaurus, the same entity, but their definition, synonyms of conservative: traditional, cautious, constant, conventional, firm, old-fashioned, fearful, controlled, unadventurous, timid, foggish, fuddy-duddy, guarded, hidebound, holding to, illiberal, inflexible, orthodox, extreme, traditionalistic, unchangeable, unchanging, uncreative, undaring, unimaginative, unprogressive. Wait a minute. Polar opposites of what the definition of a liberal is. And so when people, when you ask the question about the differences between a person who sees the world through a liberal perspective and the person who sees the world through a conservative perspective, Calvin, it's no wonder the two can't come anywhere close together based on the definitions, the synonyms of what these words are. And it's one thing for there to be words. It's another thing altogether for people to associate themselves with that word and with the definitions of it. And so in my time of living, in the conservatives that I know, and I wonder sometimes if even some people who call themselves conservatives even know what that means. And, you know, unchanging, uncreative, unchangeable, unprogressive, unimaginative, undaring, inflexible, holding to, guarded, you know, controlled, fearful. You know, you just, you know, so when somebody says, I'm a conservative, and maybe they don't know the definition of what that is. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to carry it a step further after the break. 844-967-2789. Or even your definition or your feelings about liberal and what that is. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather and staffing issues are working against travelers stuck at airports for yet another day. CBS's Chris Van Cleve at the airport in Phoenix.
Flights are very full, and the TSA is saying Friday could be an all-time record at checkpoints. They expect it to be a very, very busy 4th of July holiday period.
Wafting smoke from Canadian wildfires have landed Detroit, Chicago, and Minneapolis among the top five cities with the world's worst air quality. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
We're going to be dealing with the smoke on and off for a while as we still have over 300 wildfires burning across Canada. More poor air quality today and even haze lasting into tomorrow. Then we'll see improving conditions.
Actor Kevin Spacey's gone on trial again. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Today is about jury selection. It may be next week before the prosecution states its case that Spacey sexually assaulted four men between 2001 and 2013.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Yesterday, pools were closed, baseball games were canceled, and the air quality warning continues today. According to the Air Quality Index website, the air in parts of Waukesha County was the worst in the country, with readings in Racine and Kenosha not much better.
There will still be some smoke hanging around probably for the next couple of days.
Meteorologist J.J. Wood with the National Weather Service says the worst of it could move out through the day today. Gang violence and not a fight between two girls is what investigators think led to six people being shot at Milwaukee's Juneteenth festival. Court records show that Milwaukee authorities believe the incident could be linked to the ongoing gang rivalry between the Kia Boys and the Vay Boys. A 15-year-old has been charged by Milwaukee County prosecutors as the alleged shooter in the incident. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You're talking about, you know, conservatism and, you know, liberalism as well, but especially conservatism And so what moves people who call themselves conservatives? And I was reading this article in the Alternate this morning, and it talked about how right-wing conservatives have laid waste to America over the last 50 years. And I'm old enough to have witnessed this phenomena that has transpired in this country and live with it on a daily basis, like many of you. And so we've seen this, and it's permeated our nation, and in many instances, it's kind of pushed the nation into a situation where it is now, where, you know, you see a man who's a, without question, a lunatic in Donald Trump, a man who is mentally unstable, and yet in the face of all those things, you know, over 50%, 60, 70% of Republicans, people who say they're Republicans, are supporting a man who people know is deranged. And they can't seem to pull themselves away from that. So there's got to be something going on. Now, this is an article. It talked about the Heritage Foundation. Any of you who are aware, it's a Republican think tank, one of the biggest, one of the most powerful think tanks that the conservatives have. And so they said this in this article. The Heritage Foundation says foremost among conservatism, transcendent values is the individual's use of his God-given free will, whence derives his right to be free from the restrictions of arbitrary force. Stanford University adds, for conservatives, individuals and local communities are better assessors of their own needs and problems than distant bureaucrats. A 2023 study for the American Psychological Association stated the core ideology of the conservative of conservatism stresses resistance to change and justification of inequality. Justification of inequality. There are many other forms and definitions of conservatism as political, economic, and social philosophies. The usage here may be best understood as the evolving marriage of individualism and neoliberalism, privatization, deregulation, low taxes, austerity since the 1970s. Conservatives have made social a dirty word. Here are some of the details of the 50 years of damage inflicted on America. The disastrous effects of placing individuals over society. The anti-government, all about freedom, individuality of conservatives has failed terribly in a time of national emergency. How did the misdirected mindset get its start? Now, clearly, those of us who've been around a little while know a little bit about Milton Friedman, you know, and his beliefs and what really created what we talk about today, this form of conservatism. Then came Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. The former UK prime minister said about society, there's no such thing. There are individual men and women, and there are families. Reagan, whose campaign slogan was familiarly, I can't even say the word, let's make America great again, famously stated that government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. So now at a time when we need to work together as a society rather than as a crowd of individuals, we've been betrayed by conservatism, as historian Neil J. Young puts it. Now, 40 years later, amid a global pandemic, that unbridled individualism has shown its deadly dimensions in Trump and the Republicans' lack of response to COVID-19. It's evident in millions of Americans who, in refusing to wear masks, practice social distances, and on and on and on. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. A renowned conservative.
Damn straight. Proud conservative.
And you heard me give you heard me give the definition of what conservatives are, right?
That's your definition.
No, that's Rose's thesaurus. Wait, have you ever heard of Rose's thesaurus? Well, that's kind of like the number one. Oh, go ahead. Well, look it up. But it gives the definition of what a conservative is, and I think a lot of those things fit you. But go ahead.
Okay, Republicans believe in liberty, economic prosperity, preserving
for
American
all?
Values and
for
tradition.
All? Economic prosperity for all?
Hell yeah. And that was going on underneath the previous president. 1.8 inflation, and the economy was growing at 6.6%. You know what it is growing at right now, Earl?
No, I
well,
don't.
Why don't you look that up?
I don't sit around. If the economy is as bad off as you say it is, how come they continue to job growth continues if it's as bad off as you say it is? How come the economy hasn't crashed?
I'm not saying.
Well, what are you talking about?
Have come back from the pandemic. So he wants to claim all those job creators as job creation.
Similar to what Donald Trump did, claiming all the job creations that that Barack Obama created after coming off of George Bush's horrific time. Is that what you're talking about, man?
You see history as you want to see it, Earl.
I'm telling you facts, man.
Yeah, you fabricate numbers.
What did I fabricate?
My dad always said. My dad always said.
His dad told you the numbers, Earl. His dad had the right numbers.
So let me ask you, what did I fabricate? Are you unaware of what happened when George Bush Jr. was president, and we were almost in the throes of a horrible recession? Were you not aware of 2008 and what happened when the Dow Jones was at 6,500 and President Barack Obama came in, and when he left, it was at a record almost 18,000 and on an uptick, and yet you want to say all of that was Donald Trump?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what are you talking about, man? So then why are you saying that Joe Biden...
If you want to discuss George W.'s policies and separate them from Obama's...
The point I'm making to you is...
But you want to group it all together.
No, the point I'm making to you is... The point I'm making to you is... The point I'm making to you is you can't now turn around and say that Joe Biden is riding the coattails solely of what Donald Trump did in 4 years and Barack Obama in his 8 years in office was able to move things on an upward tilt, and Donald Trump only had four, and that Donald Trump is the purveyor of all the positive things that are happening in the economy. That's what you are trying to say, and I'm telling you that's inaccurate.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm looking at exactly right now, this president caused this inflation by overspending, and this president, you want to talk about conservatism versus socialism?
Hey, CJ,
I thought that's what we were
talking about. Didn't Donald Trump overspend? Did you not see how much he added to the deficit? Are you not aware of that in 4 years?
He had a net revenue to the Treasury.
Come on.
So, you want to discuss equity or equality?
No.
That's what you want to blur the definitions of. You socialists want to blur the definition of equality and equity.
Well,
you're coming for equity. You're coming for reparations. That's what That's when you will be okay with America.
Well, let me say this, CJ. Have you ever once heard me say, use the word reparations? Have you ever once heard me say that? No, you have not. Okay, so that's in your mind. And what I say to you is clearly that you can't get, you're stuck in a place that you keep repeating every day, man. You can't get out of those numbers that people have thrown to you. You know, when I explain the definition of conservative, the synonyms, unprogressive, unimaginable, undaring, uncreative, unchanging, unchangeable, inflexible, illiberal. That sounds like CJ. Controlled, fearful. That sounds like you, my friend.
Well, you know what? I know what the definition is. Well, you won't answer the question, though, will you, Earl?
What's the question?
You'll avoid the question.
What's the question?
Do you believe in reparations?
Well, should there be reparations for what took place in this nation? Let me put it this way. In this nation, they paid reparations to the Japanese. Are you aware of that? In this nation, they paid reparations to the Native Americans. Are you aware of that?
That's a yes or no question.
No, it's not a yes or no. You don't. Hey, CJ, you don't give me yes or no questions. When you get to CJ show, you can give yes or no questions. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ken. Hey, Ken. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Earl. Can I ask you a question or no?
No, man. How are you going to ask me a question on my show?
No, I'm sorry.
You can respond to my question. That you can do. But you don't have the power or to dismiss what I'm talking about and ask your own question. When you get your own show, you can do that.
Okay, Earl. I just asked. I'm sorry.
That's all, you know, we can talk about what we're talking about. But go ahead, man, ask me a question. Ask me a question, man. I'll give you some superpower. Super Y, I think, was the name of the cartoon that they had. Super Y. Okay, so ask me a question, man.
Why conservatism is bad, correct? Obviously. How come everybody's leaving California, New York, Illinois? All these liberal
everybody's not leaving, man. What are you talking about? Everybody's not leaving. All what?
Businesses in California, just in the San Francisco area, there's over 40 of them that left. Big businesses. Look at Illinois. Look at Chicago. Why is everybody moving out of these liberal ran cities and states and going to conservative states? Tennessee, Texas, and Florida.
Here you are, fearful, controlled, inflexible, unchangeable, unchanging, uncreative. Hey, Ken, that's you. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. Oh, we conjured up Lou from Cudahy. Oh, my goodness. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Insure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance, creating a legacy.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Highs around 80. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 61. Chance for isolated storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. A blend of clouds and sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to the phone lines and Lou from Cudahy. Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm on my game. Earl, it's so good to talk to leftist radio. You know, Earl, facts matter. What are the facts, man? Facts here. With Joe Biden's inflation, the average family is now paying out an additional $5,500 a year just to make ends meet. And Joe Biden's inflation has wiped out 25% of the value of 401ks. And since Governor Walker put Act 10 in place in 2012, the Act 10 savings total is $16.8 billion. Those are facts of history. Earl, you've just been drive-by. Have a superstar day. See you at the top.
How do you even respond to cliches?
Well, and, yeah, he clearly didn't want a response because he laughed.
This clearly, and I get conservatives, man. I got friends that are conservatives, and so I'm not. People have a right to be whatever it is they want to be, man. Okay, this is America. Let's go to Eric. Hey, good morning to you, Eric. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. I've been listening to you all for a long time and been quiet, but now I think it's time I speak up and say something to these idiots on the right. You look up the major cities in the United States. Funny how the major cities are liberal and the conservative ones are small, and yet everyone's going to the conservative cities? Really? Why does it show that they aren't that big?
Well, you know, Eric, it's easy for these guys to throw statistics out that, you know, that can't be backed up. And so it makes them feel like they're intelligent. And so people can't challenge it because they throw the rock and hide the hand, right? So you sit around, you can't have a dialogue, a conversation with people who can't think independently, man, of what they've watched on Fox News or ONN or you know, some of the other conservative outlets. And it really is, you know, kind of a difficult thing, Eric, and it's one of the reasons why we can't move forward in this society because of this kind of debate. It's not even a debate. It's one-upmanship. So they call They throw a couple stones, and then they run. And to somehow think that one man, Joe Biden, is the sole arbiter of why, you know, there's inflation when inflation is a global situation, and the fact that America's doing better than most of the other nations in dealing with inflation, right? But you can't, they can't even see that. It's not even possible for them to even have that pass through their mindsets because they're so clogged up with all this other foolishness.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And I'm a great supporter of you all. You're doing a fine job of hoping to wake up people. And I've been listening to you since your inception on Brady Street.
Hey, Eric, man, thank you. I mean, I really appreciate it, man. But we're going to keep up the battle. We can't do the battle without you guys. And you know, we've got to change this. Because this internal fight in this country, you hear the tone of their conversation, and it's always so adversarial. If somebody pushes back against conservative thought, you know, the Donald Trumps of the world and others and people who have those views, then it's wartime, right? You know, we're going to let you know we're ready to go. And that's the horrific part of all this. But, Eric, thank you very much, man. Keep listening. Tell somebody else about us. Hey, Tom, quickly.
It just sounds like they all come from the same brain. I mean, they all sound the same. It's really quite amazing. I mean, Lou and CJ, I mean, the voices even sound the same. It's really, like, kind of crazy in a way. I mean, don't they understand that people that are progressive and the FDR progressives of the past, we believe in liberty? I mean, they get on here and say, we believe in liberty. We believe in freedom. Oh, really? We don't believe in liberty. We don't believe in free. We don't believe in having, safe streets. We don't believe in these different things. And also, just to get the record straight, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. Moving into the fourth largest economy in the world under Governor Gavin Newsom. So, guys, get it straight. Sorry, Arnold Schwarzenegger actually screwed up our country, or our state here in California for a little bit, but we actually are back on the right track. It's just that you guys like the fact of homelessness, and you love the fact that it's your policies that make it so then we have to come in as progressives and clean everything up and give programs away, whereas if you just had more of a moderate type of way of looking at things rather than the billionaires getting richer and having money in politics.
Well you know,
like,
Tom,
that
rugged individualism, right? And so the nation has to be made up of me against you, right? Everything has to be that. And I have to be the winner. Not we. I'm better than you. You know, I'm a conservative. My thoughts are better than yours, right? And so you guys, all you want is handouts. You know, you liberals, you want to help everybody. Well, we don't want to help people. We think people are weak and people who need help are weak. I mean, that's a big difference, Tom, in the way they see the world and the way others see the world.
Earl, they also don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in we the people. They believe, like you said, in I. And the thing is, we're not going to make it in this world if we can't count on our brothers and sisters and all of us collectively doing something.
Because we all live in the world together, Tom. That's what they don't understand. They don't. If they believe that they're living alone on the planet, you know, God bless them, man. You know.
All right, thank
you, Tom. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll move on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The skin is the largest organ of your body. Make sure you're taking a balanced approach to wellness. Use the newest Ayurvedic skincare line by ED4 to nourish your skin. Using only pure, organic, and wildcrafted ingredients, planting the seeds of wellness to reset and balance your skin, body, and mind. ED4's organic skincare will nourish your skin. Please visit us at ED4.com. That's ED4.com, E-D-I-E-F-O-R-D.com.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.